USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusa reporting. Attorney General Merrick Garland held a press conference Wednesday on yesterday's conviction of several defendants, including Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes, who were found guilty of seditious conspiracy for their role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. This is the first seditious conspiracy charged by a jury in the country since 1995. Rhodes and fellow Oath Keepers associate Kelly Meggs both face up to 20 years in prison for this charge. Garland reiterating on Wednesday the government's case that ultimately led to these convictions.
During the trial, the government's evidence showed that almost immediately following the November 2020 election, defendant Stuart Rhodes, the founder and leader of the Oath Keepers, began planning to oppose by force the peaceful transfer of power.
Vice President Kamala Harris met with French President Emmanuel Macron Wednesday for a meeting at NASA headquarters to celebrate the strong U.S.-France partnership in space exploration, as well as highlight the new areas of cooperation discussed by VP Harris and President Macron in Paris last year, including France's signing of the Artemis Accords and the France-led Space for Climate Observatory, which Harris says the U.S. intends to join. Harris noting that these two efforts highlight a history of cooperation for the two countries in the final frontier.
In this mission, we are so very proud to work with France. The United States and France have partnered on space exploration for more than 60 years. In this time, we have made great strides.
Twitter CEO Elon Musk has begun reinstating tens of thousands of Twitter accounts that have significant followings after announcing last week a blanket amnesty for Twitter users permanently suspended from the platform. Musk said he will allow all accounts back except those that broke the law or engaged in excessive spam. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A severe weather outbreak threatened the south central U.S. as strong thunderstorms and multiple tornadoes hit the region Tuesday, while what AccuWeather called an atmospheric fire hose was forecast to hammer the west. Bracing for a week of wild, dangerous weather, the National Weather Service issued tornado watches in large swaths of the South Central, specifically in Louisiana and Mississippi, where the Weather Service warned of a particularly dangerous situation. Hugh Freeze is the new head coach of Auburn football, and the storylines are plentiful. Freeze returns to the SEC after resigning as head coach at Ole Miss prior to the start of the 2017 season after a pattern of personal misconduct was discovered, including that Freeze had placed calls to numbers associated with an escort service from his work phone. It's also no secret that Auburn was interested in current Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin, turning to Freeze after Kiffin signed a new deal to remain in Oxford, Mississippi. Singer-songwriter Christine McVie, co-lead vocalist of Fleetwood Mac, has died, according to the group's posting on social media. Fleetwood Mac's statement said, "There are no words to describe our sadness at the passing of Christine McVie. She was truly one of a kind, special and talented beyond measure." Christine McVie was 79 years old.
Oh, but it sure feels nice. I'm over my head.
USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.